Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. What is synergy? Well, you can look it up in the dictionary. You can Google it on the internet. You can ask people walking down the street. But you know what? Synergy is what we create when we come together. We have power to create things together. Ask yourself, what do you create when you come together with people? Power, that comes with responsibility. Responsibility? Well, that demands accountability. Do you think about what you create with people in your life? That could be directly with them. That could be once removed. It could be as a passerby in the distance. A lot of what we do now is just through technology. So it's not even really like an interaction the way it used to be. We're not together anymore. Well, does that make a difference? Yeah, it does, because people care what we think and feel. Even you care what people think and feel. Now, you might not be real eager to say it. You might not be willing to admit it. But yeah, you are affected by people, and you know that people are affected by you. Ladies, today I'm going to be talking about our personal power. Yes, men have power, they have influence, they have strength, they have great qualities. But as women, we have the capacity to do exponential things with each other, or, you know what? Against each other. We have the choice. There is no negative energy. The things that we do come from a source that's either positive or negative. How important is it to you personally, based on your belief about your accountability, to be positive and healthy and constructive? Because again, like there's no neutral energy, indifference is negativity. There is no inertia. You are never just idle, standing still, going nowhere. You're either moving ahead or behind, forward or back. Yeah, sometimes you're going to the right or to the left, but ultimately, where is your vision? What is your goal? To progress or to regress? Well, sometimes you need to go a little bit in a U-turn maybe, or you need to circle back to attend to something, to improve it, to resolve it, to repair it. And that's going to be the stepping stone to facilitate you reaching your goal. Well, what is your goal? Have you thought about specifically what you want in life? Well, you know, there's a lot of things to want, but there's an expression, you never accidentally succeed, because getting where you really are looking, where you want to go, getting to that place, that takes a game plan. It takes an understanding, being prepared. When we work together, we have positive energy, we have strength, we have resources. Men have some pretty good stuff to offer us. And when we work together with men, we're exponentially better. Let's go back to that number again. When we're talking about, numbers, let's say we're going to quantify ourselves 1 to 10. Well, 1's a 3, 1's a 6. Okay, well, together they're 9. But synergy means we multiply each other. 3 times 6 is 18. That's twice what 9 is, just because we've come together. Okay, so stop and think about that for a moment. Do you choose who you come together with? Because negative energy can affect us, can multiply our strength and our power in a destructive way. So get to know yourself. How well do you know yourself? How well do you know the people that you come together with? And how well do you facilitate their progress, their improvement, their growth? Ladies, we can do a lot of things alone. We can do even more when we're together. But it's funny because my son told me a joke a while back, and it's kind of a long joke. So it's a good thing my show's an hour long. It was kind of making fun of the differences between the genders. It's called the computer's gender. The Spanish teacher was explaining to the class that in Spanish, words are feminine or masculine. You need an article, el or la, in front of the word. Okay, so la puerta, el libro, Yeah, it was an adult class and they were starting at the very beginning. Well, one very eager man raised his hand and said, "Is it El Computador or La Computadora? I'm ready to use this thing." And the teacher said, "Well, do you think it's more like a man or a woman?" And he said, "Never mind. I retract the question." All the women were looking at him. He said, "Never mind. I'll just look it up in the dictionary." She said, "No, you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, let's have some fun with this game. Men over here, women over there. Talk it out and tell me if you think this thing's more like a guy or a gal." And so the men were looking at each other going, "No, this is a setup. We'll just whisper." And then they started getting out a pen and paper and writing stuff down. And she said, wait a minute. This is just a game. What are we writing down? Let me have a look, see your notes here." And they said, "Man, this thing's so female. It's not even funny. We got a list going here. We got four reasons why this thing's a chick." And she said, "Okay, four is good. Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you wrote down?" And they said, "Okay, number one, first of all, only their creator understands their logic. Number two, they speak a language only they can interpret. Number three, they store every mistake you ever make in long-term memory for future retrieval. And number four, you spend half your paycheck on their damn accessories." And they all busted up laughing. And all the teacher could say was, "Wow, that's really good. Ladies, I'm drowning here. Save me." And they said, "No, we don't need to write anything down. This thing's a guy. We'll tell you why. We got four reasons too. Number one, they don't do anything for you if you don't turn them on. Number two, you can give them information all day long. They're still not going to think for themselves. Number three, they claim to solve every problem in your life. And you know what? In real life, when push comes to shove, they usually are the problem. And finally, number four, you know, if you had just waited 6 months, you could have had a better one." And the teacher said, "Wow, I didn't realize I disliked my technology that much. But I didn't realize men and women had such a hard time with each other. I thought we were better together. What's going on?" "Well, you know what? We love to hate each other, right? Just for fun. But I was watching some shows recently because I had to get off my feet. I stepped on some glass and the doctor said, 'Don't go anywhere.' I turned on the television. There's a lot of humorous television, movies, even music videos, making fun of how men and women cannot get along with each other to save their lives. Feminism was a great movement in the mid-1800s, but it became something divisive. It became something that we ended up using as a reason to not trust each other, to not work together. I grew up in the 80s. I was born in 1976, and I was basically told by the baby boomer feminist women, men are the enemy and women are the competition. We need to prove our worth by what we can make in a job. We can get a job. Hell, we can be the president." Well, you know what? The underlying message there was barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen is a not very feminine, female thing. Because obviously, if you're barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, you're not reaching your full potential. That means a man is dominating you and he's just using you as a slave and you're missing out on what life really has to offer. Wow. Okay, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk about what we as women have the capacity to do, but we don't have to compete with each other. We don't have to undermine men, and we don't have to be afraid of what's going to happen in the world if we decide to take a humble lifestyle, because it's about quality, not quantity. And in these four more segments that I'm going to be talking about, our functionality as women, the art of our relationships, our tools and resources that we can maximize with each other, and how family is our empowerment to facilitate whatever we do in the world. So I'm going to take a few breaks today. Go ahead and get some pen and paper out. If you're a man, you're going to be taking some good mental notes here. But ladies, I'm going to be giving you very specific advice on what to do and how to do it to make your life the synergy positive power that you No, it can be. We'll be right back. This is BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, and this is The Power of Synergy. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Now, at the end of the show, I will be taking some phone calls, but for the time being, if you have something you want to ask, go ahead and just jot it down and we can get to it, or you can email at thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. I will periodically be checking my email to see if someone has asked me a question before the end of the show. And if I can incorporate it into what I'm saying, I'll definitely do that. Okay, so back to we as women, the power that we have when we come together. We can be exponentially more powerful, not just multiply, but when we get together in groups, we can do amazing things together. But again, there is no neutral energy. It's either positive or negative. We're either moving forward or back in what we do with each other, for each other, and to each other. Have you asked yourself, ladies, what do I do with the women in my life, for the women in my life, to the women in my life? Okay, so let's go back to something that I like to talk about a lot, just because I found it out at a very young age. Women's brains are very different from men's brains. Now, look, we have the ability, the capacity to do a lot of different things, but we have different parts of our brain. Now, the number of synapses, that's just the electric current, right, that's running through our brain, the activity that we have. Men and women are pretty comparable. We have just about the same. But men stay in one part of the brain, usually one hemisphere, so they can perform very, very highly one thing at a time. Women, we go back and forth from the right to the left hemisphere. We can multitask in absolutely delicious ways. Now, don't we know that as wives and mothers? Yeah. I was told a lot of incorrect things, again, as I was growing up. Like men are, they think with only one head at a time. Okay. Basically, that means all they care about is sex. And when they're turned on, then they're turned stupid. That's not true. And women, if you have the ability to make a man very, very happy, you would never want to use that power in a destructive way to take advantage of him, would you? Of course not. So another thing I was also told is that, well, you know what? Once you have kids, your relationship is over. Kids make you fat. They take all your money. They make you tired and old. Your husband doesn't want to be with you anymore. And by the way, your husband has to take second place to your kids because your kids need you. He doesn't. That's not true either. Children are not as high maintenance as we'd like to think. If you communicate with your kids, you can say to them, you know what? I have to take care of your dad because he genuinely needs me. Your kids will love you and respect you because they will see you taking good quality care of a good quality person who will improve the quality of their life. We can take excellent care of ourselves, lady, but we can take excellent care of our husband and children as well, as long as we are cooperating. That means working together. The synergy. Think about your family, the synergy that you can create with your husband and your kids if you're on the same page, even if you're not doing the same thing. Okay, so that brings me to the next point that I love to go over in every show, but I'm only going to do it for a few minutes today. That is your personality. We are born with personalities. Ladies, we have to do what is naturally the easiest and most, shall we say, productive part of our behavior. We have gifts and talents and strengths and abilities. And if we understand that about ourselves, we can go to the people in our lives, like our husbands and our children, and say, look, I need to do this activity because my household needs it. But this other thing needs to be done too. And I'm having a hard time with it. Can you help me? You know what? The great thing about men, they would love to help us if we tell them what we need them to do. And children, especially children, if we say to them, you know what? You are really good at this one thing that needs to get done. If you do yours and I do mine, let's see who finishes first. You can turn it into a game. They love to have their strengths and gifts and qualities cultivated and enhanced and refined. And then that brings the next part, communication. Okay, that is very, very important. It is the key to understanding what you are, what they are, what you need to do to work together. You need to get to know yourself and the people that you're with. Sometimes you can talk, sometimes you just need to observe. So I'm going to go real quickly through the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator Personality Profile System. Oh, and I'm going to remind you again, if you need to email me a question, it's thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com, because I'm going to open up the phone lines towards the end. So again, if you have questions, you can go ahead and jot those down if you prefer to call in. Okay, so let's talk about the facets of your personality. You have a social inclination, you have a general focus, you have a decision-making process, and you have the way you carry out the decisions that you make. Now, each of them is just a dichotomy. There are two options for each one, but what that means is there are 16 potential different personality manifestations of those four variables. You need to know what you are, an introvert or an extrovert. That's your social focus, your energy source. Introverts, they get their energy when they're alone and they spend it when they interact with people. That's normal and healthy. Extroverts, they get their energy when they interact with people and they spend it when they do things alone. That's okay too. The second one, the second letter of your personality, you're either sensory or intuitive. Now, since introvert got the I, the second letter has to be S or N, because the second letter of intuitive is N. Do you focus on what's going on around you more or what's going on inside of you? Not socially. I'm talking about the lifestyle, the things that are happening physically around you. Do you want to interact with things like eat foods that are available to you? Or do you think more about what's going on inside of you, your thoughts and feelings? Do you think about the future? And yeah, you'll do things in the world once in a while, but your world is mainly internal. Then you're intuitive. The third part is, how do you make your decisions? Do you make them based on the needs, the emotional and personal needs of other people? Or are you more focused on being logical and rational and analytical? Well, if you're really about people and their happiness, you're a feeler. If you're about being logical and rational and intelligent, then you're a thinker. Wouldn't it be great if other people's happiness was always logical and rational and intelligent? Yeah, that'd be nice. So since that's not going to happen, the question is, when you have to choose, which one do you choose the most naturally? Again, in life, you have to do everything. Which one do you do the easiest? And which one brings you the most pleasure? That's what you need to ask yourself. And then the fourth part of your personality is how you carry out the decisions that you've made. You're either a perceiver or a judger. A perceiver is someone who is flexible and spontaneous. A judger is someone who's structured and organized. Okay, well, yeah, I'm both. I do both. Of course, in life, you have to do both or you're not going to make it through life. Which one is the easiest and the most natural for you to do? Keep in mind, ladies, when we've had experience in life, we have, again, the ability to multitask. We can do everything almost at the same time. It's extremely important for you to ask yourself, what personality was I born with? Because that's going to be the greatest tool in your life to maximize the results for your environment, to fulfill the need of your soul for purpose, and to help and support the people who come into your world who genuinely need the high quality of you. Okay, so now there's four levels of function. Again, with the four dichotomies, there are 16 personalities, but this is the most important part to remember that a lot of books out there don't tell you: the dominant, the auxiliary, the tertiary, and the inferior functions. The dominant function is the activity that you do so easy, it's like breathing. Then the auxiliary function is the activity that you do, it's like eating. You don't have to do it all the time, like breathing, but you need to do it pretty frequently, and it's pretty gratifying. Your third activity is your tertiary level of function. That's like walking. It's not too hard to do, but it's not as fun as eating, right? And it's not as easy as breathing. You need to have a place to go or you're not going to last very long. And the fourth level is like running. It's tough. It's exhausting. You don't want to do it. You're internally resisted. And so you need the motivation and you need a reward when you're done. and you need time to recover. So it's very important to organize and manage your time. Learn your personality. Find out your dominant function. The formula I give my clients especially is your dominant function needs to be 50% of your daily activity. If you're awake for 16 hours, you need to do your dominant function for 8 hours a day. Your auxiliary function needs to be for 4 hours a day. It's 25% of your waking time. Your tertiary function needs to be 20 to 25%. Okay. That's 2 to 3 at the most hours. Okay. And your inferior function needs to be only 1 to 2 hours, 10 to 15% of your day. It's very important to keep those percentages, those proportions, because again, think about it. If you're not running, right? You're breathing. Sometimes when you run, you have to hold your breath. If you're walking, yeah, you could eat, but you need to wait till you're done walking to eat. The same is true of your personality activities. Organize your day, make a balanced lifestyle of the personality behavior, human behavior activities that for you are the healthiest and the most natural because you're going to be good at them and they will bring you pleasure. When you have positive energy, then the people in your life want to be with you and for you, help you be part of your healthy synergy to make the world a better place. We're going to take another break. And when I come back, we're going to be talking about relationships, connecting with other people. Again, if you have a question, thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. I'll be checking my email at the break. We'll be right back with The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Okay, so we're talking about synergy and the female power, the women. We are what we can create when we come together. Yeah, let's work with men, but let's get strong and healthy first. Do things that are naturally really easy for you, that you are impressive when you do them. Get yourself strong and healthy and happy and centered. You have to do the right amount of things for your personality to keep yourself centered. When I was a little girl, I did ballet for about 12 years. Yeah, I started very young. And it was funny because my English teacher, my ballet teacher, she never said balanced. She always said centered. Balanced is what's going on around us. Centered is what we are inside. Yeah, if you're going to get up onto your toes, your head has to be in the same alignment place as the tip of your toe when you're standing up. But look, I have a big body and I have hips and I have breasts as I'm growing up. How in the world am I going to have the top of my head basically in the same place as my toe when I'm standing on it? You have to know where you are at all times. Inside, where your weight is being distributed, what outside of you is pulling you one way or the other, and get stable. Yeah, you have to be strong. Yeah, you have to be flexible. Ladies, we can be strong. We can be flexible. Absolutely. We have the ability to multitask. But when it comes to the relationships in our life, they have to be high quality. We do not need negative and destructive people pulling us off center. Okay, so then when I tell people just relationships in general, they're an art. I like acronyms, A-R-T. They demand appreciation and respect and trust. You have got to edify. You have to build up the people in your life by creating these bonds of appreciation and respect and trust. Okay, so what do those words mean? Okay, we can go ahead and say appreciate you, I appreciate you. What does that mean? It means you value someone and you acknowledge the value that they have. So there are things about them that you are grateful for. Wow. Okay. So do you take time to look at the people in your life and say, what am I grateful for about this person? Do they know that I'm grateful for them? Do I value, highly value their qualities, gifts, talents, strengths, and abilities? You know what? Just start out looking at their personality. Think about the things that your personality might struggle, genuinely struggle to do. That person can do it in their sleep. Do you value that? Do you appreciate that? And do you tell them that you do? Okay, well then the R, A-R-T, R is respect. What is respect? It's genuinely appreciating, yeah, but admiring, valuing what a person is or does, because for you, it's a highly valuable thing. You admire it and you give them the dignity that they deserve and the acknowledgement and the recognition in the way that you treat them. You give them consideration, you give them honor, and yeah, it's important, especially in front of other people, that you treat them well, like with consideration. Do they know that you admire who they are? Not just appreciate what they're able to do, but genuinely say, you deserve my honor and respect in not only what I do and say, but how I think and feel about what you bring to the world. It is in fact valuable. And then trust. Okay. Now we can throw this word around all day, every day. Okay. What is trust? Well, it's basically saying that you have confidence that they will do the right thing, that they will be good to you. Confidence enough to surrender. Do you surrender to the people in your life because you genuinely trust that they're not going to hurt you? Do you trust their motives, their intentions? Yeah, their abilities. Okay, but that's the admiration and the respect too. Do you trust what their interests are in life? And yeah, their motives in life. Do they want good quality things? Do they want positive things for good quality, positive reasons? The art of relationships, it's a never-ending process. It will always continue to grow and expand and improve or dissolve and degenerate and disappear. You have to do things to build up and to strengthen that. Well, you know what? How do you do that? Well, obviously, you need to spend time together. But you know what? Even when we spend time together now, because of the world that we live in, we're not really together. Go to a public place and look where people are being social by eating. Okay, let's just go to an establishment. What are all the people there doing? Who are they talking to? How are they talking to whoever it is that they're talking to? We don't know because they're not actually uttering any words because they're all on their electronic devices. Okay, now, I don't hate technology. It's the reason why I'm able to do my show today, okay, in the middle of nowhere, USA. But it's becoming a substitute for genuine connections with human people, contact, direct contact, communication. We need to speak to each other because, first of all, we think 10 times faster than we text, okay? But most importantly, we have eye contact, we have facial expressions, we have tone of voice, we have body language. All of those things are equally vitally important to our communication process. Well, okay, we've got things like sense stress and modulation. What's the, let me give you an example. Two words. Would you? That means, would you? Okay, yeah. How about, would you? That's, well, I don't necessarily trust you. There's, would you? Like, wow, I'm kind of surprised. And there's, would you? Meaning, don't you tell me what to do. How can two words mean so many different things? You know why? Because our voice and our face and our body are also talking. It's a very important art. It's a skill. When we have a topic, we have an issue, we have a problem, well, which is which? We have to be willing to spend time with the people that we love and respect and appreciate and trust to say, okay, we've got something going on. I don't know what it is, but I want to work with you so that we can come to the solution. High quality, ladies. How high quality is what you bring to the communication? You know, I was actually watching a show, a movie from the 50s, I think it was the 50s, maybe it was the 60s, called Barefoot in the Park. Very big, with Jane Fonda and Robert Redford. And it was about newlyweds and just trying to get their life together, moving in together, what marriage was like. How much did they need to communicate? How much was getting emotional, getting in the way of their communication? Yeah, but most importantly, it was the way they spoke to each other. Yeah, we make jokes about movies and television shows. We laugh, like Roseanne, she insulted Dan all the time. But that's not real life, and that's not successful, healthy relationships. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about how, ladies, we can manage our time. Very specifically, I have a formula. Look, we're going to have jobs. Yeah, because that's the world we live in. But we still have a family and we still have a marriage. I was so surprised when Dr. Phil actually yelled at a woman and insulted her therapist when the therapist told her, you need to take care of your husband before your kids. That didn't mean neglect your kids. It just meant know how to make the discernment decisions. Your husband might actually need you. Well, so does your home. When we come back, I'm actually going to start taking calls shortly after we come back. If you have questions, I'm going to go ahead and check my email again. And thank you so much for staying with me, ladies. And men, if you have anything you wanted to ask me as well, the email is open to both genders. Thank you so much again for listening to The Power of Synergy. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. This is BBS Radio. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Okay, so today we're talking about feminine power, what we can do as ladies, not only alone when we're very high quality, but what we can do when we come together as women and then together with men. Yeah, everyone has a personality. Let's talk about it. Let's learn about the personalities of the people that we are with at work, at home, heck, in the grocery store when we're checking out our groceries. Let's get to know the cashier that we see. How often? How often do you see certain people in certain places where you go as a lifestyle? Do you have that appreciation and that respect and that trust to reach out to people? I'm going to be going into that towards the end of the show, and pretty soon we're going to be opening up the lines to take questions. But one of the things I want to talk to women about, now this is what I kind of been holding out to make sure you stay with me, my secret. You know what? I have three kids who are now adults. I've been married for almost 30 years. And hello, ladies and gentlemen, my in-laws were exponentially more work than my husband ever was. Yeah, when you get married, you have to marry everyone that is in their life. Now, that doesn't mean they have to take over your marriage. It doesn't mean they have to tell you what to do. It just means you have to factor in all of your responsibilities. Now, we talked a little bit about the brain and how, ladies, we have an ability to multitask. But I really like the fact that we have an entire chapter of the Bible. I'm not going to get Bible, you know, bashing here, and I'm not going to get up on a soapbox to preach, but we have an entire chapter of the Bible that gives our job description. How in the world can we do so many things so well without an ability to organize and manage? Okay. Again, I like acronyms, so I'm going to tell you guys what I use for myself personally. DSHS. In Washington State, the welfare office is called DSHS. It's the Department of Social and Health Services. But you know what? You don't have to get welfare. What I change the letters to is domestic, secular, healthy, and spiritual. So we have domestic responsibilities. We have secular responsibilities. We have health demands. And we have a spiritual need. Okay, so what I basically say is do less. Make it higher quality. Do you believe that if you are in a higher quality state, you won't have to do the high quantity of tasks? I like to use the example of gold and fertilizer. Okay, when we have, again, quantifying what we are worth, when we think about fertilizer, it's $1.50. A pound. Okay. Yeah. Gold's about $2,000 an ounce. Would it be better for you to be in a golden state, right? For the people in your life, because the quality of the things that you will be doing, domestic, secular, healthy, and spiritual things, high quality, people aren't going to be as demanding because the impact that you have on their life will be so healthy and helpful to them to be more productive. Yeah, think about that. So then, okay, if you're awake for 16 hours, again, we talked about which activities of your personality you should be doing, but you know what? What if your domestic qualities aren't your domestic demands? Or what if your spiritual preferences really aren't your functional forte? Okay. Well, how about the secular job that you have? What if you're not employing your dominant function? Well, then you need to change. You need to make lifestyle changes. But until that time, because again, change can take a while, what I tell people is 4-3-2-1. Okay. That's only 10 hours. If you are awake 16 hours a day, a lot, assign 10 hours to domestic, secular, healthy, and spiritual. Now, obviously, since you don't work 7 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'm sorry, 7 days a week at your job, that can be on a weekly basis. You still need to have that balanced proportion of domestic and secular. They need to be 3 or 4 hours, depending on which one you consider your life's work. If you stay at home, primarily, you need to do 4 hours of domestic activities a day. If you go to work, you need to do 4 hours of secular, but the other one needs to be the one you're not doing, right? Because those are still things that are going to be demanded by the people in your life. The great thing is if you know what the people in your life are also willing to do, you can delegate and designate and assign. Yeah, the great thing about being a domestic engineer, right? We don't call it a housewife because a housewife has a very bad connotation. If you're a domestic engineer, you know how to manage, administrate, yeah, organize, schedule. You can do all of the things that, well, in a business would be office duties. The guy out doing labor, yeah, it's very important that he do his job. But without the executive, the administrative, the management, the marketing, the accounting, yeah, you know what? He wouldn't have a job. Okay, so let's just be honest now. Domestic, secular, healthy, and spiritual. These are things that I like to do, that I like to use. Domestic is either cooking or cleaning or running errands, which can also be phone calls. Yeah, I can say to my husband, I'm either going to cook or clean and run errands today. If you want to do something else because you need me to work extra hours, these are the things that need to get done. Go ahead and let me know which one or ones you would be willing to do, and I can work some more because I'm the owner of my business. Yeah. Ladies, do you think that you could, if you're doing your dominant function as a career, own your own business? Because the great thing about that is if you're making $50 to $100 an hour doing something in a platinum state, you wouldn't have to work more than 20 to 30 hours a week. But that means you have to tend to your domestic responsibilities, even if it's just in a managerial way. Okay, but then healthy. What is healthy? Domestic would be cooking, cleaning. Healthy, you need to incorporate that into somewhere. Well, okay, but secular, that's just earning money. Okay, then there's spiritual. Spiritual is taking care of your soul, your mind and heart and body. But healthy, this is what I do. I do stretching. I do walking. Yeah, I run too. Sometimes I lift weights at a gym, but for my healthful daily activities, that's walking and stretching because sleeping is vital. But you know what? With the healthy, I also do things like the showering. I do wonderful things for myself in the shower. I have nice products that I use, or I facial, or I do a deep conditioning treatment on my hair, or I'll do a bath, an Epsom salt bath to exfoliate. Those are healthful things because they make your state, they restore your state back to something balanced, healthy emotionally and mentally and physically. That's the key to the spirituality that we are as a soul. Do you know what things you need to do for yourself healthfully in order to be a better quality of spiritual? Well, when you're domestic, yeah, you can be secular. What if your secular career was something domestic that you love to do, like cooking or cleaning or sewing? Take a look at your life. Take a step back and do an inventory. How many hours of the day are you domestic, secular, healthy, and spiritual? How many hours are transitional for you? If you are overworking yourself and you have to rush through your day, you need to cut down the hours of what you're doing because, again, that means you're not in high quality. You only have to do an excessive quantity of anything when it is low quality. If you have 10 hours that you absolutely must be productive, that's 6 hours that you can transition. You have the incidental things that come up in life. You can eat at your own leisure. You can visit with people. What if someone needs you and you didn't have it on your schedule for that day? They say, I need someone to talk to. Yeah, you'll have that free time, that opportunity to do and be things that are unforeseeable. Time and unforeseen occurrences, yeah, they befall us all. How well are you prepared and willing and able to do those things? And I didn't realize it was taking so much time. I get really excited when I talk about this. Okay, actually, when we come back from the break, I'm going to open up the lines. The number here is 888-627-6008. I'm going to take one more break. And I'm going to go check the email to see if anybody has asked me anything yet. Because when we come back, I'm going to give you all the secrets that are in my workbook, my self-help workbook, my coaching workbook that you don't have to buy it now because I'm going to give you all the answers when we come back. Again, 888-627-6008. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Okay, I just saw an email from a very esteemed colleague, and it's actually not a question. It's just more of a statement that I will absolutely concur with. Request is a verb. Yeah, I talked about respect as how we feel, but it's what we show. And that's the other thing I don't really like about English. In Spanish, if it's a verb, they actually say it differently than if it's a noun. So we don't know just by looking at the way a word is written, if it's a noun or a verb. But yes, respect is what we show. It's what we display. It's how we behave. Yeah. And so if we have a mindset of a healthy, right, relationship, we're aspiring to give that kind of dignity and acknowledgement and appreciation and trust to someone, it will come from a place of respect emotionally that will manifest in what we say and do with everybody. Thank you very much for that comment, Ian. Okay. And again, the number is 888-627-6008. Don, let me know if anybody calls in. Okay, so right now I'm going to be talking about four things that I mentioned in my book. We have challenges. Sometimes it's low energy. Sometimes it's negative emotions. Sometimes it's we lose focus. Okay, well, one of the things that I love is find your support system. Now, I talked about it a little bit earlier in the personality segment about how people in our lives do different things really well. We need mental and physical and emotional and moral support. You know what? The personalities, I'll just give you the real quick once over. Emotional support comes from intuitive feelers. Find out who in your life is an intuitive feeler. You go to them for heart things. Mental support is great from intuitive thinkers. Find the NTs in your life. And when you're having a mental challenge and you're even willing to argue without fighting, NTs are great for that because they will challenge your thoughts without demeaning your self-esteem. The moral support is sensory judgers. SJs are so good at that because they have the conviction and the firmness and the resolution to always do the right thing. And they can see if you're having a hard time, they will give you any kind of support you need because it's for a good cause. And then physical support, I love this. SPs, my husband and son are both sensory perceivers. They want to get it done. Just do it. And if you say to them, this is what I need specifically in order to get something done, they will tell you, I'll be right there and I'll help you do it. And we'll even have fun getting it done. SPs are great. So find out what kind of support and help you need and then go to the right people for it. Okay. Then there's negative reaction emotion. Sometimes we think anger and fear and anxiety are bad things. They're not. All of those three things are good for a different reason. Anxiety is our body's way of telling us, something's coming up. You need to stop doing or do something different. So anxiety, we just need to identify it and then say, what am I anxious about? Well, fear is the genuine, imminent threat, a potential harm that is going to come if we do not take action. That's different from anxiety. Anxiety is, it could come. Fear is, know what's happening right now in your life is in being threatened by something that could be mental or emotional or physical. How often are you afraid and what are you afraid of? And then there's anger. Anger is when something is done, something has happened and your mind and body are saying, this should not have happened. Now go fix it. I'm going to make you feel very, very unhappy until you go fix it. Well, get very familiar with that. And that process inside of you, and don't resist it or smother it or deny it. Just say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and find out what my body and mind are trying to tell me I need to fix. Just make sure as you're going through those emotions that you work them through to completion before you go back and address and resolve whatever triggered them in the first place. And again, you might need your support system in order for that to happen. Another thing I like to tell people is give yourself landmarks and rewards. Have a very specific goal in mind. Know the game plan of exactly how you're going to get there, but also be prepared for the challenges that you're going to face, the feeling of overwhelming that you're going to experience, anything that you know that you are going to have to overcome, usurp, whatever, obstacles, impediments. Have a game plan of the landmarks and rewards that when you say, yeah, I did what I needed to do, I deserve to celebrate. It shouldn't be anything that's going to take you back, right? Where you're going to actually lose the ground that you gained in hitting that particular landmark. But it needs to be frequently enough to where you will stay motivated. And the reward needs to be gratifying enough to bring you pleasure. And again, there's nothing wrong with bringing people into your life. Then there's times when you just have low energy. Give yourself a shot in the arm. and tell the people in your life, these are things that when I get low energy or negative feelings that I can't quite overcome, these are the things that give me the little extra burst of energy to keep going, or the switch in mindset to make me more healthy or productive. People love to make you higher quality and to watch your progress and facilitate your success. Again, the more positive you are, the more positive people you will attract. And if you insist on being negative, yeah, they're gonna perpetuate that as well. So don't. When you need a shot in the arm, tell yourself, yeah, I need it and it's okay and I deserve it. I'm not going to do something again like the reward for a landmark that's going to undermine or undo the progress that I'm making. It just needs to be something that's enough to keep my attitude positive and my energy healthy. So today we've been talking about how women, we can take care of ourselves and we can take care of each other. It's very important to know who we are. We are, some people call it the source, right? Because life comes from us. Well, yeah, but let's work with men and let's communicate with them and tell them exactly what, where, how, when, and why. We need things. Men love to be with us. Again, my website, I just redid my website, is synergyrelationshipcoaching.com. The number to this station is 888-627-6008. If you have a question that you'd like to email me, it's thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. Again, make sure you know that your positive energy is making the world a better place because it's becoming synergy. Getting together with other people, facilitating their energy and their productivity, because you know that when we come together, we don't just add to each other, we multiply each other. Our power becomes exponential when we all know that we have the power to be better people. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy today on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. We'll see you same place, same time next week.